Ever been in a store, like during a huge sale, and you notice like half the staff's just gone? Or maybe your go-to restaurant suddenly closed. Big sign on the door. Labor dispute. Today's deep dive, we're going behind the scenes of that into the world of strike staffing.
It's something, honestly, most people don't think about until it like directly affects them.
Hits you where you live.
Exactly, yeah.
So to guide us, we're looking at RSS Inc.
Okay.
Big player in this whole thing.
Yeah.
They call themselves Strike Force Staffing.
Interesting.
Website's our source material today.
All right, all right.
Ready to unpack this.
Let's do it.
Okay, so what's striking, no pun intended, is how RSS Inc. positions themselves.
Yeah.
They're not just, oh, we fill gaps. It's like, we're your plan when things get rough.
Preparedness, right.
Yeah. Their website uses the term battle tested.
Whoa.
Makes you wonder, like, what battles are we talking about?
Serious language.
It's strong. And it hints at like the intensity of these situations they're going into.
Right. Think of it from the company's view. Big strike hits, production stops dead.
Oh, yeah.
Deliveries delayed, customers freaking out. Suddenly that battle-tested thing
Makes sense.
doesn't sound so extreme anymore.
No. And it's not just any warm body either. RSS Inc., they emphasize sourcing, like tons of fields. CDL drivers, warehouse staff, even like specific production line roles,
Socialized stuff.
specialized, and speed. They're proud of that 24 to 48 hour turnaround.
Get people where?
Anywhere. Companies in the middle of nowhere, it doesn't matter.
That's impressive.
That's their thing. Minimize downtime.
Which, when you think about a strike, the money lost.
Huge.
It makes sense.
RSS Inc. does not shy away from that at all.
No, they paint a picture
Oh, yeah.
of how bad it can get.
Financially devastating.
Totally. And that's where the whole, like, have a plan comes in.
Contingency planning, right?
Yeah, they're big on being proactive, not just reacting.
So, step one, they say, is essential personnel.
Identify those folks.
Okay, got to define that for our listener.
Sure.
Essential personnel. In this context, what's that mean?
Basically, who are the absolute bare minimum
Okay.
to keep your core stuff running? Who has to be there no matter?
So you can keep the lights on, so to speak.
Exactly.
All right, so you figure that out.
Then you can start thinking about everyone else.
Okay.
Like, what are the alternatives if they're on strike?
So it's like, I don't know, a backup generator.
Kind of.
Power goes out, boom, you got this other thing.
Except it's your workforce.
Exactly. And that's where RSS Inc. steps in.
Right. That safety net.
For businesses worried about, well,
The chaos.
the chaos of a strike.
Exactly.
But it's not like you just
Yeah.
plug in new people, case closed.
Oh, no, not at all.
There's this whole human element, right?
It's huge.
These replacement workers, they're walking into, what?
A tense situation, often.
Putting it mildly.
Yeah. And remember that battle-tested thing?
Oh, yeah.
Not just like a marketing thing.
Yeah.
These workers might face hostility, the people they're replacing,
Right, the folks on strike.
who see it as, well, undermining them.
Undermining their cause.
So now it's not just, can you do the job?
Right.
It's, can you handle the pressure?
Which has got to change how they vet people.
Totally. And their testimonials highlight
Oh,
that
yeah.
we see manufacturing, food service, groceries,
All hit by
and what
strikes.
they all need, reliable workers,
Who don't fall apart.
right, who can handle it, hit the ground running.
And RSS Inc., from their website, they deliver that.
Seems like it.
There's this one, a Fortune 500 company, I think.
Okay.
They had a warehouse, St. Louis, I think it was. Drivers were on strike. So they tried
Trying what?
using their office staff to do deliveries,
Oh, wow.
which you can
You
imagine,
got sustainable.
not at all. And strikes can drag on.
Right, so those Band-Aid solutions.
They only get you so far. So
Exactly.
this company, they call RSS Inc., within like 3 days,
Wow.
fight of replacement drivers up and running.
Delivery's back on track.
Customers are happy, businesses,
Saved, potentially.
Exactly. Speed matters in this.
Big time, especially for certain businesses.
Right, if your whole thing is the supply chain.
You've got like time-sensitive stuff.
Food, medicine, anything like
Yeah,
that
not rapid response.
makes or breaks you.
Could be the difference, yeah, big time.
One thing I noticed though, RSS Inc., they talk a lot about the how.
Okay.
But the legal side of this, kind of vague.
What do you mean?
Like they mentioned permanently replacing strikers.
Right, which is a whole other.
But it's just a sentence like, oh yeah, it's legal.
Well, because it's complicated, right?
Federal law, Supreme Court rulings, the whole thing.
Messy.
And it can change based on the strike.
Seriously.
The industry, even what state you're in sometimes.
So just bringing in strike staff
changes the game.
Totally. But how does that impact, like, the negotiations?
That is the million-dollar question.
Right. Does the company, do they have more power now?
Potentially.
Or does it make the workers
more desperate?
It's hard to say, honestly.
Right.
A free labor dispute, it's like its own little world.
Its own ecosystem.
Right. But what we can say, bringing in those replacements shifts the power balance, no matter which way it goes.
It's like before it was two sides of like a chessboard.
Okay.
Now strike staffing comes in, boom.
Whole other game.
It's not just the logistics.
The long game. Yeah, the company, the workers, after the strike.
Exactly. What message does this send?
To the employees, right? For next time.
Because there's always a next time, potentially.
Oh, for sure. So it's like, does this make it
more adversarial?
Yeah, like less trust in the future.
That's a tough one.
Makes you wonder, is there a good way to do this?
Ethically, you mean?
Yeah, like if there had to be strike staffing.
Right. Are there best practices that are fair to...
To both sides, the company and the workers.
Man, if I had that answer.
$1 billion question, right?
Because every situation, it's so specific.
The history, the power dynamic.
What they're actually asking for.
And that's what I find interesting about RSS Inc.
What's that?
Their website, it's all about being ready for the strike.
Mm-hmm.
But after, like strike's over.
What happens to those replacement folks?
Exactly. They just vanish. Never mentioned.
It's a blind spot, for sure.
And it brings up something we haven't said directly.
Oh, guys.
The people, man. This is livelihood.
Oh, absolutely. People's lives.
Providing for families. The stress.
And RSS Inc. is right in the middle of that.
Facilitating it, really.
Makes you realize it's not just business.
No.
It's a microcosm, you know?
Of, like, bigger issues.
Labor rights, income inequality, all of it.
Whoa. Okay, so we went from drivers to...
The whole system.
Yeah. So someone's listening to this, right?
Let's say they're never going to deal with a strike.
Most people, probably. What's the takeaway?
I'd say just... Awareness
of this world.
Yeah, most of us, we don't think about this
until, like you said,
until it hits home.
Your store is closed, you see it on the news.
Suddenly, this thing you never thought about.
It's real and it matters.
Right. So, even just knowing the basics,
the pressures, the choices involved,
that's huge.
Knowledge is power. Cliche, but true.
Helps you understand the news, the economy.
Even just talking to people about it.
Have a more informed opinion.
Exactly. And maybe, this is hopeful, I guess.
What's that?
Knowing all this, it makes us ask.
Ask what?
Can we make a system that's better?
For everyone involved.
Right. That's the question to leave folks with.
I like that.
We covered a lot. Strike staffing.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Really appreciate you walking us through it.
Anytime. Glad to be here.
And to everyone listening, stay curious out there.